after somehow triggering pagers, radios, mobile phones, and solar panels to indiscriminately explode in public places within Lebanon, more innocent lives have been cut short by the terrorist state of Israel.
This is a heinous act of terrorism. We understand perfectly well that with such actions they are trying to bring the region to a global confrontation, to strike children, civilians, women, in order to stir up public sentiment and set the Middle East on fire so that it's all in flames. But there is another important point. This is a terrorist attack that obviously could not have been carried out by a suicidal loner or just a suicide bomber or someone in a state of complete madness. This is a terrorist attack planned with a cool hand, an extensively planned one. All the signs are there of an international terrorist attack, because it is obvious that in order to gather such a large amount of equipment, it had to be brought in crossing several borders. Obviously, there is an international trail in this, and it should be investigated accordingly. Now the reaction of the West should be indicative. If the West remains silent and, as always, does not insist on an investigation, does not talk about human rights, does not repeat its rhetoric of many years, which they have used in similar cases when terrorist acts were committed on their territory, then this will be proof of their direct engagement.
While the majority of the world cries out for an end to this maniacal bloodshed, in America, the political left, the religious right, and the brainwashed masses are all in. It seems like Americans just can't get enough war. As Ukraine attacks deep in Russia, Israel has now begun heavy bombing in Lebanon, which signals the beginning of something much bigger.
Is this the beginning of a major regional confrontation between Lebanon and its allies and Israel?
I think so. The Israelis have said that the reason they initiated this cyber attack, probably one of the largest in history, was because the Arabs were beginning to catch on. In other words, people in Hezbollah and in Lebanon and probably the Iranians had begun to figure out or at least detect that something like this could happen. And so they felt that they had to initiate it quickly in order to derive some benefit from it. I think the issue right now is not whether or not we're going to support them. We've made it very clear that if they go into Lebanon and this war widens, that we will support them. So I don't think there's much question there. The problem is, how long can we keep all the ships at sea? And I think we're going to see this offensive into Lebanon start fairly quickly now, because we're telling Mr. Netanyahu, we can't sit around waiting for you to do something. So if you're going to do something, you'd better do it quickly, because we can't be out here much longer. But no, we're going to support the Israelis. There's no question about that. And I think they all know that if they back away from their original goals, which is to essentially eliminate the Arab populations in the West Bank and Gaza, that's really where they want to go, and now in southern Lebanon, that they're going to have to accept something else. So I think the Israeli government, the Israeli people, the Israeli Defense Force, everyone is in the same boat. It's either we win or we go down with the ship, which is a terrible position to be in. And no one in Washington seems to be interested in helping them out. I mean, we think we're helping them by giving them anything they want. In fact, we've put them on a road to suicide, in my judgment.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, it's amazing, isn't it, how inept and pathetic the American media truly is. We've got two major situations that if we had an honest media, if we had a true media landscape, a mainstream media, mainstream press, network news agencies that were actually honest and cared about their audience and cared about the country, they'd be talking about this build up to a larger war and the dangers of it. And they'd be talking about how there is a deep state that is trying to assassinate Donald Trump, or some form of a corrupted government that wants to have Trump assassinated. But see, they're all in on it. They're all in on the wars. They support the wars. They're all in on attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. They help in that cause. So that's where we're at.
So supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
September 24th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 41 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until the presidential election. I'm sickened today. I'm disgusted. And the two things that sicken me the most are the American media that are not honest with their audience, the American media that won't open up and be honest about the Trump assassination attempts, won't even cover it, the American media that won't be honest about the dangers and the escalations of war in Ukraine and the Middle East, they're in on that. I'm sickened by how corrupt the mainstream American media truly is. It's disgusting. If we had a real press in this country, if we had a real media in this country, they would be telling you the dangers, the threats, that there is a deep state and criminal cabal, a political party that is attempting to have Donald Trump assassinated. Kind of a big story. Maybe number one. If only to be second to the fact that there is an escalation in the Middle East that the U.S. is fully behind. And there is an escalation between Russia and Ukraine that the U.S. is also fully behind. So I'm disgusted by the American media that will not inform the public. And they make a news organization like this that will get the public awake and informed scratch and claw just to stay on air, just to exist, just not to be censored, just not to be shut down with the feds coming in here and padlocking the doors. Disgusting, the American media. Then there's the Republican leadership. Same story. Escalation of war. Escalation of political violence attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. Same stories. Same issues. And where is the Republican Party leadership? Speaker Johnson is cutting deals with Chuck Schumer for a continued resolution that doesn't even include the SAVE Act. Mitch McConnell crawls out of a hole yesterday. Where's Mitch McConnell been? Who knows? He's worse off than Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell is in a worse state of being than Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell is I mean, you think Joe Biden can't walk or talk? Mitch McConnell is like, it's a miracle if he can even stand. But he crawls out of the hole. He crawls out of the hole to address the Senate, and he talks about how important it is to support Israel and support Ukraine. Because that's what the average American is thinking about, don't you know? Don't you know the average American in small town America getting invaded by foreign third worlders? They're thinking about, golly gee, if there was only something I could do to help Ukraine. There was only something I could do to help poor little Israel. Forget about the fact that I can't even drive down the roads without having my life in danger. Forget about the fact that my insurance rates and groceries and everything is going up. Forget about all that. I don't care about that. I don't care that my way of living is being attacked. I don't care that my life and prosperity and freedoms are under attack and suffering. I don't think about that. I think about those poor Ukrainians. I think about the poor state of Israel. Oh, how hard it must be for them. What can I do for them? Oh, a Haitian just ran headfirst into my neighbor. What can I do for Israel and Ukraine? Oh, my gosh. Oh, look. A goose is having his neck broken and being sacrificed at the park. Oh. Oh, but if only we could get a continued resolution spending bill. Oh. Mm. Oh, a bullet just whizzed past my head and nearly hit Donald Trump.
What a joke. And it's not just small town America. I got videos out of New York. I got videos out of Chicago. The illegal immigrant invasion, they're sick of it. The state of the economy, they're sick of it. But see, that's how pathetic Republican leadership is. That's how pathetic the mainstream media is. I mean, I could sit here and talk about Democrat leadership, but isn't it just like, I'm pretty sure that's just a basic understanding now that that's just fully corrupted and they hate you and they hate this country and they're trying to destroy the country. So I feel like it's not even worth bringing that up. I mean, with the Republicans, you're like, hey, you know, you guys don't want us to die too, right? It's like, that's our plea to the Republican Party. Like, hey, you don't want us to die too, right? I mean, they don't care. War in the Middle East. War in Ukraine. War at the southern border. And the American is just, hey, what about me? Screw you, dirty American. I need more tax money. And by the way, that car you're driving, combustion engine, we're going to shut that down too, you pig. That steak dinner? No, not anymore. Yeah. You use too much AC this year. You use too much heat this year. We're shutting you down. And then you have to go watch Nikki Haley sign a bomb. It's going to go get dropped on people in the Middle East. You have to go watch Josh Shapiro sign a bomb. That's going to go get dropped on people in Russia. These sick, demonic freaks. But I will say this. I don't want everything to be negative. There is a path to save this country. It's true. And while Donald Trump might not be perfect, you might have plenty of issues with Donald Trump, that's all fair and good. The path is through getting Donald Trump in the White House. The path is through having an administration around Donald Trump that understands the issues, cares about the issues, and actually is in touch with the American people.
But the foundation of all of it is the American people. The average American is disgusted by some demonic freak that wants to sign a bomb. Look, you want to make political decisions, geopolitical decisions, foreign policy decisions, decisions about war? Okay. Has to be done. I might not like it, but it has to be done. Then you go and sign your name on a bomb? That doesn't have to be done. That's not necessary. You're a sick, demonic freak. And you know what? Maybe we should... Yeah, that's the solution. Maybe we should strap Josh Shapiro to that bomb. You want to sign your name to that bomb? Why don't you end up where it does? Same with Nikki Haley. Hey, sick bird freak. You nasty, disgusting woman. You want to sign a bomb meant to kill people and do destruction? How about we strap you onto that bomb and you can share the same fate as it then? I mean, you want to sign your name on it, right? Why not just go down with it? Oh, Josh Shapiro, he loves the war in Ukraine so much. Sign on up, buddy. Put on your military boots and fatigues and sign on up, you little punk bitch. You're an embarrassment to this country. Signing a bomb? You are sick. And the American people are sick of it. If the military should be anywhere, it should be at our southern border. If the military should be anywhere, sadly, it should be in our inner cities. I don't want to live in a country where we need the military at the southern border because we're being invaded, but here we are. I don't want to live in a country where we need the military in inner cities. Let's go ahead and pull it up. I'm going to go with 5 shot dead, 19 shot in Chicago over the weekend. I don't want to live in that. I'm sad that's where we're at. But if we're going to have a military, let's deal with the issues we're facing. How about that? How about I don't want to read stories about Chicago, drive-by shooting, a little 5-year-old girl gets hit with a bullet. How about I don't want to hear stories about a police officer in St. Louis, Officer David Lee, pulls over to the side of the road to help a car on the side of the road having issues. He pulls over to help the people, and a drunk driving illegal immigrant who is already on the radar, already had a rap sheet, already had past crimes, doesn't have a driver's license, driving illegally, drunk driving at 8:30 in the morning, and he hits David Lee, Officer Lee, and he kills him. I don't want to deal with that. 33 shots, 6 fatally in Chicago last weekend. And none of it has to be going on. None of it has to be going on. None of it. But there it is again. Political leadership, not interested. Not even on their radar. Could not care less. American media, not on their radar. Not going to inform the people. Not going to prioritize the issues. Couldn't care less. I mean, just look at how disgusting that is. Oh, I get it. I get it. You work for the weapons manufacturers. You work for the weapons contractors. You've got huge stock holdings in the weapons contractors and manufacturers. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Most Americans don't. Maybe Josh Shapiro does. I don't know. Maybe Nikki Haley does. Maybe they have a self-interest when it comes to supporting these wars. No. Our politicians wouldn't be that sick, would they? To profit off of war? No. That couldn't be how our country got so corrupted. No. Now, I hosted the Alex Jones show earlier today, so I don't like being redundant. I'm not going to do my whole segment on the geopolitical issues. I'm not going to do my whole segment on the assassination attempts. Did that earlier on the Alex Jones show. But, you know, you kind of get a little aftershock rant, if you will, here. But there it is. There it is. And I will tune in to the network news, the mainstream media, the cable news, and nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, I'll say 90% of the content will not be talking about the dangers of escalation in the Middle East and in Ukraine. And 90% of our politicians won't be talking about the dangers of the escalations in the Middle East and Ukraine. I'll tune into the news tonight. They won't be talking about Trump assassination attempt number two. Oh, we don't even have answers on the first one. Now we're on to number two. When's it going to be number three, four, five? They couldn't care. They're part of the game. No, they're not going to be questioning, how did the would-be assassin know Trump's schedule? And then they're going to tell you, he wanted suicide by cop. He had a plan to go to Mexico. Do you think he was going to meet somebody in Mexico, by the way? And then they're going to put out the manifesto that says 150,000 anybody that kills Trump? The American media has no problem with that. They like it. They love it. They're part of it. Oh, I checked. Go ahead and look at all the politicians' social media accounts and posts. Go ahead. Do you think they're posting about multiple assassination attempts on Trump? Do you think they're posting about the mole inside Trump's inner circle, the leaker inside the federal government? Who was this second shooter? What about the first shooter we still don't even have answers on? Do you think they're posting about that? No, I checked. They're posting about supporting Ukraine. They're posting about supporting Israel. In fact, it was so obvious. It was either over the weekend or yesterday. I put up a tweet about it, or a post about it on X. The crew can find it. Israel is losing the moral high ground. And it really doesn't even matter. Most of the world is not happy with Israel's foreign policy, let's just say. Most of the world at this point, including the UN, considers Israel to be the bad guy in this situation, and that's putting it lightly. Well, now after the pager thing and the Lebanon strikes, now even Christians that favor Zionists, Christians and Republicans and conservatives that favor Israel, now even they're like, okay, this is getting a little too much. And they're starting to look internally and say, why do I keep hearing about Israel, Israel, Israel? We have our own issues here. So Israel is losing massive support right now in the West, in the United States specifically. And so I see this after the pager attacks and then the bombings in Lebanon, which the media pretty much covered up, to be honest with you. They pretty much just covered that up. So they're losing support. They're losing the moral high ground. And then what do I see from almost every member of Congress within a 12-hour span? Every single one of them puts up a post about supporting Israel no matter what. Every single one of them. Hey, that's what $100,000 in Congress will buy you from AIPAC. Yeah. Every single one. I mean, you want to talk about obvious foreign collusion. You want to talk about obvious foreign influence. You want to talk about obvious messaging, narrative control, propaganda. It doesn't get more obvious than that. When I go look at every politician saying, we must support Israel, we must support Israel, we must support Israel, we must support Israel, as they're losing support. pretty obvious, isn't it? Should we support Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, the leading candidate for president of the United States, the American president, the man of the people, people want in office, our president? Should we support Donald Trump, who they're trying to kill? Somebody's trying to kill multiple groups, multiple governments, foreign groups, leftists, Democrats, the American media. Should we support Donald Trump? Should we support the American people suffering from inflation? Should we support the American cities suffering from an illegal invasion? Should we support our troops getting blown up overseas in these wars? Should we support them? No. Your congressman says support Israel. And it's disgusting. Nothing on any of this. By the way, remember, the son of Ryan Routh, the latest assassination attempt, till the next one, he said, oh, my father's a reasonable person. We're all reasonable people. That's why we don't like Trump. This story pops today. Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan Routh's son arrested on child porn charges after feds find hundreds of sick images on his phone. Trump assassin Ryan Routh's son, Oren, arrested after hundreds of child pornography files found at his home. Huh. That's interesting. That's interesting. Remember the Vegas shooter, Paddock's brother? They had the same story. They found child porn on his stuff, too. They ended up dropping the charges. Something fishy about that. Something fishy about that. Trump slams Harris-Biden administration for mishandling and downplaying second assassination attempt, calls for Florida to take over investigation. Yeah, the federal government couldn't care less. They want Trump dead. Democrats in power, they want Trump dead. Tell me, how did the would-be Trump assassin who runs around in Ukraine and was planning to go to Mexico and says the next person that kills Donald Trump gets $150,000, tell me how he had a list of Trump rallies and event dates for months on end? Tell me who was giving him intel. Anybody? Any questions, any hearings, any congressional inquiries, subpoenas, investigations, special news reports, special news packages, weekend news packages, weekend special reports, diving headlong into this investigation? No. No. Instead, they praise this guy. Talk about how great of an activist he was. Oh, he was such a great activist. He was a soldier for so many causes. And look at his beautiful manifesto. $150,000 for anybody that kills President Trump. And we're going to publish this for the American people. And what do you get from your Republican leadership? A continued resolution without a SAVE Act. What do you get from your Senate Republican leadership? A speech from the crypt about supporting foreign wars. But there is a path forward, folks. Once this corrupt scum media, once this corrupt villainry of politicians are finally retired, we can move forward and save this country, but it may all come down to this election.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with mushroom max nootropic, better mood plus, libido RX, and good night's sleep. Improve the quality of your life
and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Take your vitamins and your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off right now while in stock. Tastes great and is good for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion has more than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and so much more. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's look at this situation. Now, I've been saying, because it's all out there, it's like a gold rush where
as soon as somebody finds gold over here, then the rush is on. And you know there's gold somewhere, just who's going to find it? And so after the Springfield, Ohio situation, and then that got national news, and then the eating the cats and the dogs video, which, you know, I almost... Do you remember my rant about the videos and the gyrating men and everything on the viral trend? So I just dug into that a little bit because, you know, I got friends that aren't really political. They know I am. So they'll just ask me political questions or like, hey, what's the deal with this or whatever. So I started talking to a couple of them about that video just to figure out, well, because they all saw it. And it seems like the general interpretation is that Trump is just a goofball and just makes stuff up. That's the general interpretation of the people that consume that content or are making those dance videos. So I was talking to a couple friends of mine about it, and I was like, no, that's a real story. They're like, what? Really? I said, yeah. That's an actual story. There's a video. A woman eating a cat. Can't speak English. There's videos. Guys pulling geese up by the neck. Like, whoa, that's a real story? I'm like, yeah, that's the real deal. And look, I get it. I'm not mad at my friends. They work hard, 9 to 5, 6 days a week. But it's just like, that's the general American understanding of this stuff is, oh, Trump's just a goofball making up stuff about them eating cats and dogs. No, there's a real story about Haitian migrants invading a small town and eating or doing ritualistic sacrifice, whatever it is. The point is, the geese, the ducks, the cats are not safe. But beyond that, forget about that. They overwhelm the town with illegal immigrants, and then they fill up the apartments. They fill up the homeless shelters. They fill up the hotels. They get all the jobs. They get in all the car wrecks. They ruin this small town. That's the story. But so what's the point? Okay, so then that gets big. So independent journalists rush to get the story there, and they do. I mean, how many residents of Springfield, Ohio went on record and talked to the media? Dozens. We played a lot of those clips. We talked to reporters on the ground. And then it was Charleroi, Pennsylvania. I've got somebody coming on the show from Charleroi, Pennsylvania Thursday. He actually spoke at the Trump rally the other day. He was actually in that video filming all the illegal immigrant buses that they take them to their jobs at. And then now it's Ohio. But it's everywhere. It's everywhere. So let's just start going down the latest. Let's just start going down the latest here. How about Brunswick, Maine, small town in Maine. They're getting ready for an illegal immigrant invasion. They're preparing clip 19.
I just read an article that said they just built 60 new apartment complexes in Maine for migrants for free housing. Free housing, bro, for migrants. In areas where there are already housing crises, where people cannot find housing, like apartments and affordable housing. So the people who already live here are already struggling to find apartments. And then they're like, let's build 60 new apartment complexes just for the migrants, and it'll be free. Please make it make sense. Why are we doing this shit? Why are we not building this shit for the people that already live here?
Well, I could tell you why. Because you have an open border and a welfare state. Now, if you want to go all the different channels of information and intelligence and political maneuvering off of that main water source, then you can do it. Well, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Well, the apartment developed companies are getting paid by the government. They know they're all going to get filled when the illegals show up. They got 15 million illegal immigrants that have come in 3 years. They got to put them somewhere. I mean, so I can go on and on. All these different channels feeding off this main body of water, which is the illegal immigrant invasion. But see, that's what gets me so frustrated about the American media. She gets push notifications to her phone. She probably passively consumes a little bit of news. That's how she saw the story, the headline. But see, they push you the propaganda. They push you the corporate media propaganda. And your local representatives aren't going to say anything because they're too cowardice. So she says, why is this going on? I don't understand. How can this be? It doesn't make any sense. You got a corrupt government. You have an illegal immigrant invasion, the largest invasion in the history of the world. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, except it does, because if it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. And that's what we have. Full-on government corruption. Are you smart enough to know where it's coming from? Are you smart enough to know the policies that caused it and who enacted them? Now it's in Alabama. Sylacauga, Alabama, Haitian migrants invading. Clip 17.
If you can't stop that, then we're going to have to stop it. You understand?
There's no way these people are paying their own rent, paid their way over here, or any of this other.
The bottom line is, you mad because they brought some black people in Sylacauga.
All right. Now it's time for anyone to address the council. No action will be taken at this meeting. Please come to the microphone and state your name and address for record prior to addressing the council.
A lot of people in Sylacauga and the surrounding area are concerned about the migrant influx that we're seeing and how that's going to change our way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't live in town. Maybe you guys live in a nice neighborhood. Maybe the money is that great. I would like to know how much money you're getting from the federal government to ignore this problem or be complicit in enabling, because either way, it's happening.
Yeah, I'd like to know that, too. Would you like to know more? How about Fairhope, Alabama, where a woman tells her story? Same deal. Haitians that can't drive, causing accidents. Illegals that drunk drive everywhere, killing people in automobile accidents. How about this gut-wrenching story? Clip 16.
Rapidly approached a vehicle in front of her on US 131. She slowed and brought her vehicle to a complete stop as she realized that car in front of her was actually in reverse on the interstate. Though she saw him, though she controlled her own vehicle, another vehicle behind her didn't have the time or luxury of stopping. This woman was 37 years old in the car behind her. My mother-in-law was hit from the rear at full speed of 77 miles per hour by another innocent woman. Then her car imploded into the driver in front. They were both killed in the accident. Both Christians, both community servants, one a teacher, one a nurse, one single mother of two young children, now being raised without parents. The driver of the initial vehicle in reverse was a Haitian immigrant named Antoine Azard. He was the only driver that day to survive. He didn't speak English, so at the scene of the crime, there were dozens of police officers, state and local. He couldn't speak English to describe the account of the accident. It's taken 2.5 years for the trial. He was finally charged with 2 counts of reckless driving causing death. It's not fun to be here. It seems slightly terrifying to be here, to highlight our thoughts in a space of contentious debate and place ourselves on the chopping block of public conversation and strong opinion, especially in a small town like Fairhope. But as I grow older and my children grow older, I start to recognize the politics and policies around the world and how it affects everything around us. I feel it's more than wrong to sit back and complain rather than to rise up and speak out. I'm a mother, a Christian. I'm not racist or uncompassionate. I'm not a bigot. And I'm certainly not an pretentious entitled elite. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I seek to be compassionate and caring and understanding. I seek to live a life that honors God and honors others, that loves others, that gives and cares too for others. I'm also a mom of 5 daughters. If my desire to help others endangered my own children by removing the locks on my doors and welcoming handfuls of young men, would that be the right thing to do in the name of compassion? Regardless of where they came from or how wonderful they were, my responsibility as a mother requires and demands my care and compassion first to protect my own. It would be neglectful and even abusive if
now,
I put the care of my own girls.
And she goes on with the story here, is that you speak to these city councils, you speak to these city meetings, you speak in public forums, you talk to your local representatives, they just don't even care. Have you seen any of them that actually care? Have you seen any of them that actually do anything? No, they sit there and listen and do nothing. So that's Fairhope, Alabama. Different town than what we covered before in Sylacauga, Alabama. So the small town of Fairhope traded one illegal immigrant Haitian who doesn't even speak English for a teacher and a nurse. There's your trade-off. How's that feel? How's that for bleeding heart liberalism? Yeah. You just traded a Haitian who can't drive, doesn't speak English, for a nurse and a teacher. That's what this open border bleeding heart liberalism have done to now small town Alabama. And small town Ohio, and small town Pennsylvania, and soon small town Maine, and everywhere else in this country. And so that's what's so frustrating is, and you hear this mother talking, she says, you know, it's taken this event to open up my eyes to see what policy actually does and how it affects our communities. And that's the problem, and that's why liberalism is a mental disorder. And I've said this 100 times. 1,000 times, 100,000 times. Liberalism is a mental disorder is not just a catchphrase. It's not just a cliche to own the left. It's a real diagnosable thing. They do not understand action, reaction. They do not understand choice, consequence. You say, oh, it's just policy. Just open borders. Oh, just illegal immigrants. Oh, just Haitian in my neighborhood. And then the Haitian kills a nurse and a teacher. Oh, that's called consequence. That's called reaction. And then it happens to you. And then it happens to your community. And you say, oh. And all of a sudden that liberalism mental disorder is snapped out of your head. So how many people have to be affected by this? Until liberalism, the mental disorder, is cured. Fatal accidents in Springfield, Ohio jumped 4 times last year as residents say migrants who can't drive are killing people. And that's exactly what's going on. They even deleted it from the State Department website like we showed you. Don't think anybody else has reported on that. My great crew found it. Yeah, you know, just the State Department deleting information from their website that talks about how Haitians don't know how to drive. Oh, it's just gone now. How convenient. Wonder why. Wonder why. With the Haitian drivers killing people all over the country. So that's nice. So you, hey, oh, I have such a big heart. Oh, I'm such a liberal. I'm so compassionate. I'm so caring. I'm such a better person than you. I'm moral. I have the high ground. Here, take all these Haitian immigrants, you racist bigot. Here's what I have for you. Tens of thousands of Haitian illegal immigrants. Oh, they just killed a teacher. Oh, they just killed a nurse. Oh, they just killed a mother. Oh, they just killed all the geese in the park. Oh, they just killed your cat. Oh, they just took your apartment. Oh, but your heart is so big. Oh, your heart. Oh, so compassionate. And this poor mother here has to say, I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot. Oh. You never were. And then they put you on defense. They put you on defense like you're a bad person because you want to protect your community. Like you're a bad person because you don't think it's worth it to bring a Haitian that doesn't speak English, can't drive a car, doesn't contribute to the community, doesn't even know what it's like to be an American or what it means. And they come here and they kill a nurse and a teacher and she's on defense like, I'm not a racist, but I don't think trading a Haitian that's not going to contribute anything to a nurse and a teacher is a good thing. Should we go on? Should we go on?
I mean, it's all over the news in Alabama, by the way. But see, Alabama doesn't exist to the corporate coastal elite liberals. I mean, I got headline after headline. All the local Alabama news. Haitian migrants invading. Haitian migrants taking over churches. Haitian migrants getting in car accidents. City council shut down because of all the locals complaining. It's hurting us. Contentions. City council meeting shut down because people complaining about the Haitian migrants. But they just don't cover it. Alabama city council meeting shut down after locals voice concerns over migrant influx. No, it's not going on in Springfield, Ohio. It's not going on in Alabama. And now they're about to do it in Maine, just like they did in just about 40 miles north of Houston. Multi-million dollar housing development, all for illegal immigrants. So that's nice. They'll get their brand new houses. Half of them will look like the projects in 10 years, be boarded up, condemned. Car accidents left and right, you know, bus accidents breaking down. I mean, you know, that's what they want for America. That's what policy. That's your leftist policy. And the Republicans go along with it, too, because they're profiting off of it. And they don't want to be called a racist. Okay? So that's good. So every American town, you now got a trade proposal on your desk. And if you don't take it, you're a racist. The trade proposal is one Haitian migrant that doesn't speak English, cannot drive, will not contribute to your community, but will instead take free money, and all you have to do is sacrifice a nurse and a teacher. And if you don't accept that trade, you're a bigot. Oh. Chicago, pretty expensive place to live. A lot of people can't afford to live there, certainly not on their own. They need to get roommates. But don't worry. If you're a Haitian migrant, you're going to get housing paid for by the government, approved by the city council. Clip 9.
While 34 aldermen voted for the $51 million, it did not come out without a lot of controversy, especially from some black residents who say the money should go towards Chicago residents who have been neglected for years.
Very much committed to a revenue stream or revenue streams that ensure that we are dealing with the crises of those who are unhoused in the city of Chicago, while also making sure that there's room for those that we are welcoming.
We need to allocate some of this money for our black children, for the black community.
$51 million for migrants brought some loud and vocal opposition from the public, to the point where police had to escort people out of the city council meeting several times. Mayor Brandon Johnson asked for a two-minute breather.
We want to make sure that we can continue to conduct the business of the people.
So there's your local politician giving the middle finger to the citizens of Chicago and saying, shut the hell up. The Haitian migrants are more important than you. The message is loud and clear. You, the American citizen, you are not the priority. The illegal immigrants are. That's the message. It's not subtle. It's not nuanced. It's not hidden in small text. It's right there, big, bold, smacking you in the face. And, oh, the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, they care about the black people so much. Not anymore. Oh, they dumped them real quick, didn't they? They got a new voter block they're moving in. You thought gang warfare was bad in Chicago already? Wait till it becomes international gang warfare, like people are warning in clip 10.
America has allowed gangs to enter our country.
The migrants that are coming, they're taking over every block right now.
The city of Chicago is going to go up in smoke, it's going to go up in flames.
Gangs in Chicago are angry over the influx of migrants and criminals in their city. They say money that should be going to the African-American community on the south side is instead going to what they call non-citizens, and warn that turf wars between Chicago's gangs and groups like Venezuela's Tren de Aragua could see Chicago, quote, go up in flames. Photographer Matt McDermott and I traveled to Chicago's south side to see what was happening for ourselves after we heard about a police report last month that the Trendyahuagua gang had taken over an office building there. We spoke to a number of young, hardcore gang members, as well as gang elders who have retired from the life, and just regular citizens who are very much part of the community. And they're all furious at the estimated $500 million that's reportedly been funneled toward new migrants in Chicago since 2022. And they aren't happy either about what they say are Venezuelan criminal gangs that are leaving the shelters and spilling out into the South Side into abandoned buildings.
It's stunning that we even tolerate this at all. It's stunning that our politicians can just get away with this with no repercussions other than, I don't know what, not getting your vote next time? I mean, they have facilitated an invasion of this country. They are aiding and abetting in human trafficking. And that's probably the least of the criminal actions that they're taking here. Oh, but because it's official policy, because it's official government action, it's okay. It's just government. It's just policy. No, it's not. It's criminal behavior. But how do we tolerate this? How do we tolerate getting raped and pillaged by our government? And then they just tell you, yeah, what, you got a problem with us bringing in illegal immigrants? You got a problem with us bringing in gang members? Shut the hell up. How about that? How about shut up? Oh, you got a problem that an illegal immigrant just killed a nurse and a teacher? Just killed a police officer? Yeah, shut up, American. Oh, nope. They're not going to tell you about Officer David Lee trying to help a citizen on the side of the road, gets run over by a drunk illegal immigrant with multiple pending charges already. Nope, not going to tell you about that. You're not going to get the nurse and the teacher in Alabama, small town, Fairhope, Alabama. You're not going to get them humanized. You're not going to hear their names on the news. You're not going to see their pictures all around the world. You're not going to see marches and riots. No. It's not in the propaganda media playbook. I'm not even done. Let's go to Denver, clip 15. Here they are. The Haitians up drinking till 4:45 in the morning. I guess that's what resulted in the officer in St. Louis getting hit by a drunk driver. I guess the illegal immigrants just drink all night long, the wee hours of the night, and then they get in their car, and then they run over a police officer. And the media just covers it up. They don't care. And, you know, there's so many illegals that they just take over these apartments. They have block parties till 5 in the morning and get drunk and drive home. Hit a police officer. Hit a nurse. Hit a teacher. But nope, they don't get humanized. They don't get the marches. They don't get their faces everywhere. They don't get the gold caskets. They don't get the 10 funerals. It's not part of the agenda. And we just let it happen. Just continue the invasion. Continue the death.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Thomas Massey on the floor of Congress yet again in a committee meeting calling out the continued resolution and the pathetic leadership of Mike Johnson, the Republican Party. He predicted it 2 days ago. Now it's happened exactly as he predicted it. Here's his follow-up testimony, clip 18.
Gentleman from Kentucky is recognized for questions.
Well, here we are. This is where I said we were going to be 3 weeks ago before the drama started. I said there would be some drama with the bright, shiny object called the SAVE Act. I said that was going to get stripped off and you were going to get a clean CR. I also predicted this would fall right before Christmas. And I believe this does fall on December 20th. Now, why have we picked December 20th? Because it's the same reason we always have December 20th. Everybody up here is human. There are no AIs or robots in Congress. And when you get to December 20th, you're 5 days from Christmas. You're 4 days from Christmas Eve. And you desperately want to be there with your family. So this is when the leadership here has the maximum influence. And again, I'm talking to the Democrats and the Republicans because you've seen it on the Democrat side of the aisle. They love to pick the week before Christmas for this showdown because you can smell the jet fuel fumes over at DCA. It smells like Christmas, that you're going to get to go home and open presents. I've been in HC5 when literally the Speaker of the House, not the Speaker we have now, walks in and says, if you vote for this, you can go home and unwrap presents with your kids. And if you don't vote for this, you're going to spend Christmas here with Nancy Pelosi. And then the chant starts, vote, 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 vote. Literally, people get enthusiastic to vote for something that they haven't read. So let me predict what we're not going to do on December 20th before I take a guess at what we're going to do. What we're not going to do, we're not going to do 12 separate bills. We are not going to spend this time. We've got a few months between now and December 20th. We could go back to working on appropriations bills. We are not going to do this. This sucker, whatever happens on December 20th, whether it's another CR to punt, to kick the can down the road for three more months, or whether it's an omnibus that funds all of government with one bill, it's going to be written behind closed doors. And every lobbyist in this town is going to try to attach their little thing to this bill. This train is leaving the station on December 20th. It's the only one that we know is going to pass. They call it up here must-pass legislation. So everybody's going to try and get their little thing on this bill, whatever it is on December 20th, whether it's another continuing resolution or another omnibus. It's not even really a prediction that I'm making. I'm just telling you what has happened for 12 years, regardless of whether Democrats are in charge or Republicans are in charge. There may be a little twist. We may do half of a CR. It'll be a whole CR, and half of it will end in February, and half of it will end in April, and they'll convince you they got something more clever this year than they had last year. But it's going to be the same old thing, warmed over, written behind closed doors, rolled out here. We're not going to have time to read this thing. That's also predictable. And we're going to be told, vote for this and you can go home and open presents with your kids. Don't vote for it and you're going to be stuck here. And there will be people, it pulls at heartstrings. We are humans. And that's why I think it's really disingenuous or despicable, really, to pick 4 days before Christmas Eve to put this bill on the floor. The bill I'm talking about, obviously, nobody here knows what it is yet. And we're not going to have time to read it, but people are going to be inclined to vote for it because they just want to be with their family. I would encourage people not to vote for this CR. There's still time to do other things. This is not the 30th. And if
Thomas
we were going to
Massey,
do something,
probably the best in Congress or in the House. I mean, really, if we had conservative leadership, you'd have leader of the Senate would be Rand Paul, leader, Speaker of the House would be Thomas Massey, but we don't.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Are they a threat to democracy? Yes. Are they going to take our rights away? Yes. Are they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. Are they going to endanger the planet by not meeting climate change? Yes.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
She's a genuine danger to American security.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
We have to preserve our democracy, or speak out against lies and hate.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is.
President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat that the former president represents to our democracy.
Donald Trump is an existential threat to our democracy and our most fundamental freedom.
Kamala needs to stop saying that President Trump is a threat to democracy. It's now being perceived by some unhinged people as a call to action. Enough is enough.
That is from Amuse on X. And again, what do you get from your Republican leadership in response to this? Virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. You've got a small handful of Republicans in Congress that are focusing on this and maintaining their curiosities and investigations, but outside of soundbites, it's produced very little. The American media is now the Kill Trump media. They're fully involved in it. But then there's Donald Trump, who just seems to be completely unfazed. Spoke in, was it Indiana last night, Pennsylvania the day before, Georgia this morning. He just keeps on ticking, completely unfazed. You know there's going to be a round of golf soon. It'll be first round of golf since Trump assassination attempt number two. But see, the story is not going to be about multiple assassination attempts. The story is going to be, my God, Trump's playing golf? My God. The nerve of Donald Trump to play golf. What about the people that are trying to kill him? Trump eyes another round of golf. As people are trying to kill him. after two assassinations, Trump tries to play golf again. Damn it, Donald Trump, why do you have to play golf, even though multiple people are trying to kill you? That'll be the story. You watch. The big story will be about Trump playing golf, not about them trying to kill him. These people have no shame either. Hey, do you think you can step back the rhetoric? Nope, Trump's a threat to this democracy. He must be stopped at all costs. Federal government persecuting Trump. Hey, you think you guys could lay off? Nope, we're going to file 10 new indictments. What is the deal here? I don't even know if it's worth playing. I don't even know if it's worth your time. But it's like all these people, there's this, Mark Cuban does an interview, and he just starts ranting and attacking Donald Trump. And people went back to 2015, and he was praising Donald Trump, saying he wants Trump to be president. So what happens to these people? Did he go to a Diddy party? By the way, we got news on that. Here, let's just show you. Let's just show you. So what, Mark, what changed your opinion? So here's his recent rant against Donald Trump, clip three.
It's the Roy Cohn School of Management, right? You demonize and demonize and demonize and give credit to nobody else.
That's what they do to Trump.
And that is the antithesis of good leadership. That's the antithesis of good character. That's the antithesis of being ethical. That's who Donald Trump is. I've known him for 25 years. I'm never going to say we were best friends, but he is the most unethical, lacks character, dishonest person I've ever done business with or worked with.
Okay, so that's good. That's enough on All Lies with Brian Cohen. By the way, this guy's show was called No Lies, and then he got caught in just like massive blatant lies, and now his show is just Brian Cohen. So he's a known liar, so he had to remove No Lies from his show title. That's fun. Of course, Trump-hating leftist. Total scum. And then here's Mark Cuban, though. This was 10 years ago. Listen to what he says to Patrick Bet David in clip two.
So one would call you a Democrat.
No, hell no. Look, there's different things for different reasons, right?
Would you be comfortable with a capitalist like Donald Trump being our president?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I like Donald and he's smart. You know, like a lot of candidates and politicians, you vote for not what they say, but knowing that 99% of they say won't come true, what they'll do
right,
once they get it.
See who's going to follow through.
And do I think he's smart enough to figure that out and then just do the right thing after he's elected? Yes. And then Hillary and Bernie say, okay, tax the 1% and that'll pay for everything. Doesn't work, right? Won't work. You know, Hillary's pay for college. Her plan is ridiculous. It'll increase college costs, not reduce.
Okay, I think that's enough. I think that's good. So what happened? What happened? Mark Cuban was an advocate, supporter, staunch supporter, praising Donald Trump. Now he's the worst. He's unethical, worst person you ever. What changed, Mark? You didn't do any business with Trump in the last 10 years. What changed? Were you at a Diddy party? Mark, did you oil up for a Diddy pat down? Are you on tape, Mark? By the way, here's some twists. By the way, Puff Daddy. You know, it's always right in front of your face. Puff Daddy. Anybody in the crew want to translate Puff Daddy for me now that all this has come out? What do you think Puff Daddy really meant? Puff Daddy. Gay Daddy. Gay Daddy. Puff Daddy. Gay Daddy. It's Gay Daddy. And then he gets all these men and, I guess, lubes them up, records them. Mm-hmm. Gay Daddy. Yeah. It's like right in front of your face the whole time. Real name, of course, Sean Combs. It's what they have on the legal documents. Now, look at this twist. And this all happens in the same day. I don't know. We are living in God's creation. So, I mean, call it a simulation if you want. This stuff is just insane. I mean, the odds of any of this being just happenstance, explosion in space, no, this is all God. Sean Combs and Sam Bankman-Fried are sleeping in the same Brooklyn jail cell. What?
They're both in the same jail cell. Now, just for people to understand, there's different types of jail cells. They're not in like the two-man jail cell. They're in like a dorm-style jail cell. It's a little less security, which I'm actually surprised that they're in a low security. But I guess since Combs is waiting trial and Bankman-Fried cut a deal, that they're in a lower security situation. So they're not in a two-man cell. They're in kind of a dormitory cell, which is a little more lax, a little more comfortable. But still, what are the odds these two are sharing a cell together? And I wonder if they've become friends. And this happens the same day Caroline Ellison, the girl that was involved in the FTX scam, she got sentenced today, 2 years and $11 billion. 2 years and $11 billion for their scam. I'm still not sure they got the right people. I'm still not sure they got the right people. I think there were people above them that took advantage of them because they may have some cognitive issues, some learning disabilities. I mean, they don't really look like financial genius scammers, do they? But maybe their parents, maybe? I don't know. That's 2 years, $11 billion for her. Mm-mm-mm. What else do we have here for you? Oh, my gosh. This is the type of people they are, though. Macklemore, who I think had one hit song, maybe two. He had a couple hit songs. I don't know anything he's done in 10 years that's been popular. I think he might have transed, too. I think he might actually, it might be a woman now. And he goes on a stage in Seattle and listen to what he says and then gets an applause from the crowd. Go ahead and roll clip 5.
Straight up, say it. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to stop you. Yeah, fuck America.
What? So, okay. The people that literally chant F America and then cheer when they hear F America, they're the ones telling you they're patriotic. They're the ones telling you they care about the country. See, this is what I talk about all the time. And liberals are able to get away with this because they own all the institutions, they own all the mainstream establishment, everything. News, press, entertainment. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They are the ones that burn the American flag. They are the ones that protest the country. They are the ones that hate the country, say F the country, cheer it on. And then they want to say, Trump's a threat, Trump's the bad guy, Trump's not patriotic, Trump's the threat to America. You hate America. So what are you talking about? You don't get to have your cake and eat it too, but that's what they do. So when it's like pop culture and when it's like Vogue, when they're feeling rebellious and when they want to really wear their nakedness on their sleeve, it's F America, we hate this country, burn it to the ground. But then when it's time to talk elections and they want their candidates, we love America, we're patriots, Trump's the threat. No. No, you don't get to have your cake and eat it too. Pick your side. You already have. You hate America. Everybody knows it. You brag about it. You cheer it on. But then when it's time to vote and it's elections, oh, you love America. All of a sudden you wave the flag and everything. Yeah. So he did trans? Is that his trans photo? First it was all about how he's gay. Oh. There it is. Do you think he got a little puff, Daddy? Do you think he got a little puff, Daddy? And you know, there's this viral trend, and there's a bunch of different examples. Amanda Bynes is kind of the one that's going viral. Amanda Bynes, young star, TV, movies, grows up, beautiful woman. Then, in, I guess, her second adult phase, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to the girl because I think she's a victim, but she basically turns into a fat gothic cow. And people are saying, how does this happen? How do you go from Hollywood starlet feminine beauty to a fat goth cow? And it's my guess that she was abused. That's what I think goes on. I think I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happened to Elliot Page. These women in Hollywood, in entertainment, they get abused, and so they basically just butcher themselves because they don't want to get abused anymore. It's like a protection thing. It's like a self protection mechanism. That's what I think goes on. You try to make sense of it. And you learn all about it. The Epstein events, the Diddy parties, Harvey Weinstein. You explain Amanda Bynes. You explain Ellen to Elliot Page. Many other cases. By the way, Rose McGowan was all over this day one. And you heard it right here first. I told you, you know, Rose McGowan kind of really started the Me Too movement, or at least kind of brought it to the pop culture level. And then when it got twisted and used for political purposes against Donald Trump, she basically said, well, now the whole thing's phony and the whole thing's a fraud. And notice how the whole thing's gone away, too. These people don't care. They're not talking about Diddy and the things on video. Some of the things captured on video, like with his ex-wife, I believe it was, or the mother of his child. No. There's no Me Too movement anymore. They're not talking about Epstein Island. They don't talk about the gymnastics team. It was basically stolen and used for political purposes. And then Rose McGowan, who basically started it, called it out and said, they stole the Me Too movement. It's now Democrat Party propaganda. And here's all the names of the people that now they're going to ignore. And she named Diddy. Nailed it from day one. Nailed it from day one. But see, nobody wants to talk about Rose McGowan anymore. Where's the Me Too movement on the Diddy situation? Is there a march coming up, guys? We've got a women's march coming up. You guys heard of one? No. I don't think so. No. Eddie Griffin has a popular podcast. He makes a bold prediction, or maybe not so bold. It'd be easy for somebody to get at Diddy, and I don't mean in the Puff Daddy way, but I mean, if he's in a dorm-style low security, I mean, somebody could easily try to do something to him. Oh, we do have a women's march coming up. Oh, my gosh. I'm haunted. I'm being haunted by memories past. I was assaulted at four straight women's marches. I was sexually assaulted at one. These people are just sick, man. Just disgusting. Anyway, I don't think they'll be talking about P. Diddy. Remember, the last women's march I was at, what was that, 2020? One of the crew might have been filming that. And I was trying to talk to people about Epstein. I believe he was just arrested right before that. I don't think he had fake killed himself yet. And what was that? He was dead? Okay, so he was dead. He fake killed himself. So I was there just trying to talk to people. I wasn't even being obnoxious. I was just there shooting reports, and I was trying to ask the women's marchers about Epstein and the sex slaves, and they just said, hey, F you, F Trump. I mean, look at that. That's a women's march sign with a Trump-Russia collusion sign. These people are nuts. Here's a sign the woman's calling Trump a Nazi. So I got assaulted at that event for asking about Jeffrey Epstein. Eddie Griffin, you know, he was hilarious. Maybe this is why he didn't get any big Hollywood film deals anymore. You know, he's probably like Cat Williams. When he got the Puff Daddy offer, he declined it. So now he does a popular podcast. He makes a prediction about Diddy's fate in clip 22.
This motherfucker had more lube than they got at Costco. I mean, what the hell? 1,000 bottles of baby oil. He like his ass is well greased, glistening in the moonlight. This f***er's ass is ashy. I don't want, there's no ashy booties in the puppy party. Grease this f***er down, oil him down, and rinse it off. He's got little chocolate chips and cuckleberries. Yeah, clean that up and grease him. I got 1,000 bottles. Grease him. Matter of fact, fill the whole bathtub up with baby oil and dip him. And no ashy cheeks in that crib. They was dipped in hot baby oil. Well, I wonder, where's Jitty? Anybody seen Jitty? Anybody seen him? He didn't move quick enough. Now, Russell got the hell out.
That Russell Simmons, he's talking
somewhere.
About.
Doing
he
something.
Got off land quick.
The Diggler, he ain't gonna make it, y'all. Here is my prediction. I predicted that he was going to jail before they took him. But anyway, he ain't gonna live. I'd be surprised if he lived past the end of September. Because he is a dead man walking. Every record label motherfucking executive and the motherfuckers in Black Rock or whatever the fucking corporation that is, they got money offering. First motherfucker to kill that son of a bitch is $100 million to your favorite family member's bank account. Offshore, overseas, untraceable, 6 banks, that way. This nigga ain't gonna make it. And it's gonna be the end of the story because we all waiting on the other names involved. You ain't gonna hear them. Guarantee you, you ain't gonna hear them. Yeah, them feds, they gonna take that money and run. It's case closed, Diddy's dead. And now they gonna auction off all his mansions because the feds now own all of his record label and all that shit. Because, you know, a RICO Act, they took all this shit. Houses, cars, jet, all that shit. P. Diddy, Sean Combs, Nuthairs, Diddy, Love, you know, all of them motherfuckers. All of them are locked up in jail, and they ain't getting out because the judge has denied all of them bail. Love ain't getting out. Diddy ain't getting out. Sean ain't getting out. None of them is getting out. I bet you he ashy now because ain't no baby oil in that penitentiary. This is ashy like a motherfucker. Boy, goddamn. Well, what should they put you in population? In that little booty hole yours is going to be red hot. They got some long pipe waiting on you in there, boy. Ain't gonna be none of them little rabbits. No, sir. You can murder one motherfucking murder one. they like some of that man booty. Yeah, take that. Oh, they gonna take it. They're going to take it on the regular. Well, at least he's going to save money in there. He ain't got to pay for no sex workers. Because they working that sex in there. It ain't going to be no take that. It's going to be took that. Whoa, fire.
I mean, he's still hilarious. Predicts Diddy won't make it. So, again, these dorm-style cells that he's in, very low security, very, very lax. When it comes to prison cells, probably is about as much freedom as you're going to get. The prison that I was in, I was in the two-man cell situation, but there were other cell blocks that were dormitory style. Everybody wanted to get in the dormitory style cell blocks because it was much more laxed, a lot less rules. So, I mean, anybody can pretty much walk right up to him. I mean, could be as many as 20, could be as many as 60, could be as many as 100 of other men in that cell that could just walk up to him. But it is probably mostly, you know, low-level threat people anyway, so I don't know. But, oh, yeah, if Diddy wanted to, he could definitely get in the group shower. And there's definitely, oh, they got skincare routines. Oh, they got, you can get oil in there. Oh, yeah, you can. Oh, yeah, you can. So I'm surprised he's not, but they say he's on suicide watch. So I don't understand how he's in a dorm style on suicide watch. That doesn't even make sense. Very strange stuff there.
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Seems so natural for Donald Trump. When Joe Biden goes out in public, it's forced, it's awkward. When Kamala Harris goes out in public, it's forced, it's awkward. You can just tell it's it's not a natural environment for them. It's maybe an environment they've never even been in. But for Trump, it just all feels so natural. Let's go through these stages here. I think we want to go clip 11 and then 13. Let's go 12, 13, and 11 back to back to back. So Trump shows up at the grocery store. He talks to the owner. He then sees a bag of popcorn that he just couldn't help himself to. Couldn't help but help himself to. And then he's paying for people's groceries. So let's just go ahead and go 12, 13, 11.
The best crew in the world.
So how do you do against the big stores? How do you do?
You know, I'm very proud because every year we've been up, except for the last 3 years because of this inflation. Yeah. It's exactly what you said. The prices are up, but our sales are down. So we've had to get super creative in how we use our space to try to...
Prices go up and yet your sales are down.
Yeah. So it's been brutal just to try to... Thankfully, I have a great crew, a great staff, my family.
How long
together.
Has this been open?
We've been in business 25 years.
Wow.
We bought it. This store where you're standing there has been a grocery store since 1929.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
beautiful.
It's pretty cool. Oh, look, I got to get some. Look at that stuff. I want to have it. We got to get it.
My mom just got a bag of that, actually.
Good. Is it good stuff? Good?
She says it's the best.
Is that the best?
She says it's the best.
If it is, I'll be sending. I'll be in Washington, D.C., hopefully in the Oval Office. I'll send for popcorn. Okay.
Great to see
you. Here, it's going to go down a little bit. It just went down $100.
Thank you so much.
We'll do that for you from the White House, all right?
Thank you.
All right, bye. Nice seeing you, everybody. Beautiful. There you go.
Yeah, they are. Three boys.
Perfecto. Perfecto. Three for three. Bye, everybody.
Now, again, you compare that to Harris and Walls going out or Biden going out and doing these public stunts, grocery stores, bodegas, gas stations. It's just there is no comparison. With them, it's forced. It's awkward. They have to be coached through it. It's like they've never even been in public before. It's like alien to them. Trump is truly a man of the people. That's natural for him. It's organic for him. It's fun. Everybody enjoys it. Now, Democrat operatives on X, or I don't know, maybe these people do it for free. Maybe they're that dumb they'll do it for free, are claiming Trump giving these people cash for groceries is a federal crime. Here's just an example, but it's all over. Obviously, a Democrat talking point went out because there were hundreds of account posting this. It's a federal crime because he paid for some people's groceries. Now, of course, what's the irony? Joe Biden and the Biden administration are the ones committing federal crimes. They are trying to do, they already have, the student loan debt cancellation. Multiple courts, multiple times, have ruled that that's illegal and unconstitutional. He says, I'm doing it anyway. So that's the actual crime. Trump giving a woman $100 or a couple people $100 to pay for groceries, not a crime. Joe Biden committing the crimes. So it's always the reverse with these people. Whatever the left is accusing you of, whatever the left is accusing Trump of, they themselves are guilty of. It's fail-proof, man. It's virtually fail-proof, honestly. Now, how about a threat to democracy? I'm telling you right now. I hope I don't get proven right on this, believe me. But I'm telling you right now, if Kamala Harris wins, X will be shut down. By the way, Elon Musk just said that. I think that was today. He just said that he was meeting with Maloney in Italy. And then he was posting about how if Harris gets in, they're going to shut down X. Completely agree. I've been saying that for months. They'll shut down Rumble too. They'll probably try to shut down this place before the election, since they're still in power. But, oh, it's a threat to democracy to elect President Trump. Well, how about censoring speech? How about censoring your opposition? How about imprisoning your opposition? How about killing your opposition? Is that a threat to democracy? But here's AOC. She's not mincing words. She's telling you exactly their plan in clip 8.
You know, I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. And we're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false. And so that's something that we're looking into.
Actually, no. Now, notice what she says. She says media literacy is a problem. So what she's saying is the American people are too stupid. Again, the irony here, I mean, you can just swim in it. If you look at Democrat-run cities, kids, even high school graduates, are actually illiterate. They are actually illiterate. They cannot read at grade level. In Democrat-run cities, the education is failing so bad that kids cannot read at grade level. And Trump said he'd shut down the Department of Education. That's a good place to start. And the liberal press is all over it. Trump says he'll shut down Department of Education. Trump wants to cancel schools. Trump wants kids to be illiterate. No, look at every Democrat city. The kids are already illiterate. The Department of Education has failed them. But getting back to the story, she says media literacy is a problem. So you're not smart enough. You're not smart enough to make a decision for yourself. You, the American, you're not smart enough to discern what's real news, what's not for yourself. You, the American, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, self-government is not working, so the Democrats have to come in here and govern for you. Okay? The Democrats are going to have to come in and run your life and make decisions for you. AOC, I'm sure she's really smart. She's probably smarter than you. She's going to make decisions for you because she's smarter than you. That's what she's saying here. But let's just try to put it all in perspective. This is obviously a First Amendment violation, what she's talking about. She says, oh, it's different than different opinions. No, it's not. It's absolutely not. All it is different opinions. Because all you do is censor different opinions. This isn't about media literacy. This isn't about fake news. You promoted the Russian collusion hoax. You censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. I'm not going to go down the list. So everything she says there is a lie. But it doesn't matter. We have a First Amendment. For years, maybe you can still do this. I don't know. You used to be able to go. It could be a gas station. It could be wherever. I remember there's a local gas station in my neighborhood. I would walk to work years ago, and there's a little gas station on the corner. Every once in a while, I'd pop in for a coffee. Pop in for, you know, a snack or something before I got to work or after. And they'd have the little tabloids. Some of them would be Hollywood rumors. Some would be about aliens. Some would be just like mug shots and then stories about them. So there's been crazy stuff out there. You could go to a gas station, a local convenience store, and pick up tabloids and read about alien invasions and alien abductions and wolf men and man, bear, pig and Sasquatch and Bigfoot. And we say, oh, you got to censor that. It's misinformation. Oh, you got to censor that. Media literacy. No. No, you would never say that. And of course not. It's called free speech. And you get to decide if you want to purchase it or not. And you get to decide if you want to believe it or not. It's that simple. So why all of a sudden these calls? Because it is political. Because it is about their opposition. 110%. Yeah, oh, vampire moves in next door. Well, you get to decide. Do you want to purchase that? Do you want to believe it? Do you want to read it? So now they want censorship. Because free, independent media and different opinions are a threat to their power. And again, she says the story out loud. You're not smart enough. You're not media literate. And so they have to make the decision for you. They have to be sitting over your shoulder looking at what you read and telling you whether you can or can't. They want to be there with you for the entire process. They want to be the government step by step with you for your entire life to make the decisions for you. What kind of sick freaks are you? What kind of control freak maniacs are you? That's not American. That's anti-American. So 100% if Harris gets in, X shut down, Rumble shut down. I think she said something at the end of that I wanted to address as well, but I've been ranting here, so I've kind of forgotten. You get the point, though. You get the point. And do you think they'll say anything about this? George Soros, closer to controlling 200-plus radio stations, despite objection from Trump-nominated FCC commissioner. Now, we'll get into this. Look, we'll play the clip from the hearing. I'm like kind of 50-50. Obviously, I don't want George Soros buying these radio stations. They're going to just turn into propaganda pieces. But at the same time, you know, radio, broadcast radio, terrestrial radio is kind of a dying medium. A lot of these smaller stations are already going under. So they get bought up by these umbrella stations that can kind of operate at a larger level and do bigger ad packages with smaller crews and still turn a profit. Versus a local station where unless you have a large audience or a committed audience on some of these local stations, it's hard to turn a profit. But these big groups can come by in all these terrestrial radio signals and just run their programming and have a small team selling ads and syndicated radio, and it's easier to make money. So that's basically what George Soros is trying to take advantage of here. And they'll just all turn into propaganda stations. But it's just the same thing. Same reason why Jeff Bezos buys the Washington Post, same reason why Carlos Slim buys the New York Times, same reason why that billionaire buys the Los Angeles Times, give it to his liberal daughter. It's all about having control of media and the narrative. It doesn't even matter if it makes money or not. But here's the FCC talking about this purchase and some of the strangeness about trying to get it to go through in clip 7.
You've indicated there's a transaction where a Soros-backed group would take ownership of over 200 radio stations across 40 different markets after the FCC originally indicating that transaction could be reviewed and approved at the bureau level without a commission vote. It's now become clear that is a decision before the full commission, and it's one that I would assume now or in the near future the commission would approve. I think what's interesting about it is that the FCC here is not following its normal process reviewing a transaction. We have established over a number of years one way in which you can get approval from the FCC when you have in excess of 25% foreign ownership, which this transaction does. And it seems to me that the FCC is poised to create, for the first time, an entirely new shortcut.
Yeah, thank you. As you pointed out here and previously, these proceedings for transfer of ownership have been expedited. What exactly makes this case so deserving of an expedited proceeding so far, from what you can tell?
There is nothing about this transaction that is out of the ordinary. It's the type of thing that we see all the time, and the FCC has a process for this. The full commission itself has never signed off on a shortcut like this. What we usually do is we require people to file a petition with us. We bring in national security agencies. They can review the foreign ownership. It's probably no big deal here, but we review that foreign ownership, and then we vote. Here, they're trying to do something that's never been done before at the commission level.
So that's a little strange. And again, I'm somebody that's just consistent. I don't like George Soros buying up these radio stations and turning it into propaganda networks. But at the same time, I mean, just because, see, I'm not like the left that says, oh, I just want to censor speech I disagree with. I'm really a free market capitalist. I don't think George Soros is doing anything illegal trying to buy these things. Now, he might be doing some other things illegal, maybe funding terrorism, funding invasions, but nobody will go after him for that because they're all cowards. He shouldn't even be a U.S. citizen at this point. Other countries have kicked him out, but we haven't done that. But it is interesting to see how they're trying to force this through. It's just, you know, it's just more Soros influence everywhere. By the way, chalk another one up. Never doubt me, folks. Chalk another one up. Let's see. We'll even see. This is going to be a tough one, but the crew always does a great job. I wonder if they could find this prediction. I don't know if we uploaded it as a segment or not. But what did I tell you about Telegram? What did I tell you about Telegram after the release of Pavel Durov? What did I tell you? Never doubt me, folks. Telegram will now provide user data to authorities. The messaging app Telegram has said it will hand over users' IP addresses and phone numbers to authorities who have search warrants over other valid legal requests. This change to its terms of service and policy should discourage criminals, CEO Pavel Durov said in a Telegram post Monday. Wow, boy, did that change quickly after his arrest. Now, again, the announcement marks a significant reversal for Mr. Durov, the platform's Russian-born co-founder who was detained by French authorities last month at an airport just north of Paris. Again, I'm not even holding it against him. They got him. They arrested him. Probably honey-trapped him. And they were probably going to say, you're going to face long prison sentences or even life in prison, or you're going to cooperate with us. And he made a decision. So, not everybody can be a hero like Julian Assange when it comes to sticking to your guns and never turning over. So, again, I'm not sitting here pointing the finger. I'm not denigrating him. Huh. That's, well, perhaps a little ironic. But this is not, they got him. I mean, what are you going to do? You make a choice. You want to spend years in prison or life in prison? Or do you want to say, okay, I'll cooperate with you. You can have access to information on my app. It's no longer encrypted and secure for its users. So, there you go. Just like I told you would happen. But I guess that was kind of obvious, wasn't it? But they got him. They said, we're going to charge you. You're enabling criminal activity. You're going to spend years, life in prison. You better cooperate. We'll release you. Maybe drop the charges. Okay. Boom. Released. Policies changed. Deal is done. And I doubt he's leaving. Well, I wonder if they've even let him leave France yet. Because I guess I don't know if they've dropped the charges yet. So they'll probably eventually drop it, let him leave and go home to Russia, and then he'll probably never leave again. Probably won't get honey trapped again. That didn't go so well for him. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. All right. Let's close out this hour here with some disgusting liberalism. Okay. Liberal progressives are so sick and twisted in the head, they believe in a concept called trans kids. This is a concept where a psychotic freak doctor does surgeries or chemical manipulations of children where they either chop off their breasts, chop off their penises, mangle their private parts, destroy them with chemical pills and injections, all before they hit puberty. They call it trans kids. It's a liberal progressive policy. Democrats support it. Perhaps just a little less sick is what they call tucking or biddy packers, where a liberal makes a little cloth penis and then gives it to your kid to shove down their pants. I'm sure they'd volunteer to shove it down themselves, too. That's real. That's real. That's actually going on. Liberals make pretend private parts for prepubescent kids so they can reach down their pants and put it in their underwear for trans kids. Can't even believe that's going on, but that's what's going on. And now you've got, just take a look at this guy. A dad, it looks like he's got his son now transing to a girl. Take one look at this character. And it's now special tuck underwear for boys. So there's a whole new industry out there for pedophiles, or, I mean, excuse me, for liberals to manipulate prepubescent children's genitalia, because that's what they think about all day long, I suppose. This is now, you've got your bitty packer vomit, and now you've got your tucking underwear for kids. So this guy's thinking in his head, gee, what can we do with prepubescent genitalia? I'll make a special underwear for them. Totally normal stuff in clip 21.
This is the Ruby Shaping Bikini Bottom in pink. It will make you feel confident in the girl or the person that you are at the beach and in the swimming.
Rubies is a line of activewear. It's geared towards younger trans people, mainly kids, you know, ages 4 to 15.
4!
And it's really to help them feel comfortable.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. Folks, they will send a Fed to raid your house if you protest abortion. This guy is online promoting genital manipulation of children at age 4. Do you think he does product testing too? Play that again. Go ahead. I mean, folks, we have to be, I mean, this modern-day liberalism, this modern-day leftism, this modern-day progressivism, it can't, we're at the final stages, right? I mean, this is it, right? Bitty packers, trans kids, tucking underwear for four-year-olds, I mean, this is the final stage before it's done, right? I mean, this is the final hellscape before we correct course as a society, as civilization, right? I mean, go ahead.
This is the Ruby Shaking Bikini Bottom.
What does that even mean?
It will make you feel confident in the girl or the person that you are at the beach and in the swimming.
How is this not child abuse?
Is a line of activewear. It's geared towards younger trans people, mainly kids, you know, ages 4 to 15. And you know, it's really to help them feel comfortable and confident doing the activities they love. One day,
who's thinking about that?
Down. I want to wear a bikini just like my friends. But, okay. I start to look around.
Who put that idea in their head?
Like, what is there out there for kids like Ruby? And really understand.
So I'm assuming that's his son turned into a girl.
That's sort of universal for many friends.
So he thinks about how can I? I can't.
Like before, I was wearing bikini bottoms.
I can't. That's it. That's it. Okay. Here's a homeless man in Ohio, dresses up as a woman, puts on a wig and makeup, tries to kidnap a young boy, 11 years old, gets caught. Trans guy. Homeless man wearing blonde wig, makeup, tries to kidnap a child. Providence teacher, also trans. Here he is right there. Providence teacher held on sexual assault, child porn charges. Yeah. Nice stuff there. Okay. Yeah. What do you say to that? I mean, what? What do you even say to that? That's Democrat Party politics. That's Democrat Party culture.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Eric
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Sick people, folks. Sick people. And it's one thing if you can just
avoid them. You know, you find out your neighbors want to trans kids, or your teacher wants to trans kids, or there's a school district that wants to trans kids and all this other sick stuff. At least you can just avoid them in a free country and just say, okay, we're getting away from that. But no, the Democrats want to make it permanent. Policy. The Democrats want to indoctrinate it and force it into every institution in this country that they control. And they'll censor those that won't go along for the ride. But see, then they do this crap. This local news here. Are schools performing gender-affirming surgeries on kids? There's no evidence of schools performing surgeries to change students' gender. Former President Donald Trump has falsely claimed multiple times on the campaign that public schools are performing gender-affirming surgeries on kids. So it's all this misrepresentation, like, oh, no. No, they're not doing it in the school. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they don't have a freaking surgery bed and a surgeon at the school chopping them up. The teachers introduce them to the ideology, indoctrinate them into the ideology, confuse them at a young and vulnerable age, and then sign them up to go to the doctors without the parents' permission. That's what happens. But they say, oh, Trump says it's happening in the schools. They're just such liars, man. And you know what? I got a lady on because I talked to these local activists. She's also a veteran. You know, we got the veteran show coming up this week, so I should probably reach out and get her on. She did a deep dive into this. And we've had other parents on, and we've talked about this before. She did a deep dive. Folks, it's so prevalent in public schools, it would blow your mind. It's like guaranteed, if you're in a liberal, leftist, Democrat area, or the people that run your school district or your school are big leftists, your kids are getting transgender indoctrination. 100% they're getting the gay flag indoctrination, or whatever it is now. But it's so over the top, you can't even believe it. It's more important to them than teaching history. It's more important to them than teaching math. It's more important to them than teaching geography, English, you name it. The trans, the sexual indoctrination is number one for these liberals. Because that's really what they care about. I mean, oh my gosh, I just can't even believe that we're dealing with this. I can't even believe this is a real thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like we got all these complex issues that we're dealing with as a country, as a nation. A lot of complex issues. And people focus on the complex issues because they are a big deal. And, you know, it's kind of like their thing to focus on these complex issues. And they feel like, well, look at how intellectual I am. I got these complex issues. I mean, for the love of God, this is as basic as it gets. Hey, I don't want to sexually indoctrinate kids. Hey, I don't want to pervert children. Hey, I don't want perverts and pedophiles getting access to children. Hey, I don't want to use the public school institution to promote propaganda and sexual propaganda to kids. It's like, we can't even defeat that at a basic level. And then people want to focus on all these different complex issues and say, why can't people see it? Why can't people see it? Why can't we do anything about this? For the love of God, we can't even stop pedophiles from sending your kid to a surgeon to get chopped up. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And these parents, they don't know what's going on. They send their kids to school. They don't even know. So I'm saying most people don't know what's going on, folks. And they send their kids to school. They look in their backpack, and there's a pamphlet in there about gay sex. They're like, why does my second grader have a pamphlet about oral sex and sodomy and a gay flag that they colored in? Liberals, that's why. Democrats, that's why.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Wow, you're such a radical. You're such an extremist. You don't want perverts and pedophiles getting access to children and generally mutilating them. Jeez, what's wrong with you? All right, I can't even just... I got to stop it. Starting to lose my patience here, lose my temper here. You know, just demons running your school system. So, it's, you know, it is what it is. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We are in the final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I do have some other stories we're going to cover here, a couple other video clips, but I want to take calls in this hour as well. Anything we've covered today is fair game. And so the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen right now. Give us a call. Let us know your name, where you're from, and we will get you up and on the air.
The crew is trying to, what would you call that, guys? De-escalate, let's say. The crew is trying to de-escalate. The crew is trying to pressure release. It's a good thing. I guess I'm on, what am I on air? Once I get like hour four, hour five on air is when I kind of start to go off the rails a little bit. You notice that I don't do double duty as much anymore. I used to do double duty here all the time. Now I try not to because you get to hour four, five, steam coming out of your ears, spinning with the insanity of the news. That, you know what, just you suggesting I do that was funny enough. They wanted me to play the video of the racist turtle, but it worked. Just suggesting that I play it was enough, so I don't need to play it. All right? You're not going to call the turtles racist on my watch. It's a vision thing. They got something wrong with their vision. They don't like black things. My tortoise does the same thing. That's enough. Let's get serious. All right, I do have some big news here. We got some breaking news. We're going to take calls as well here in the final hour. All right. Remember InfoWarsStore.com. Some of your favorite products that are there.
Could be some of the last times to purchase them. So I would suggest loading up. I'm going to be loading up on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to be loading up on Brain Force Ultra. For sure, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, 40% off. For sure, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. For sure, DNA Force Plus on sale as well. All of these things at InfoWarsStore.com while they're in stock, while they're on sale. Get them while they last. InfoWarsStore.com. Reminder to take your vitamins, take your supplements, get them while they're in stock, get them while they're on sale. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, some breaking news here. By the way, this stuff is, you know, it's not really sexy, so it doesn't really get covered. Like, there's a longshoreman strike happening right now, too. Longshoreman strike, yeah. There's a longshoreman strike happening right now, kind of a big deal. It's like tens of thousands of longshoremen about to go on strike because of the bad economy and the policies from the Biden-Harris administration. Now you've got another one. I mean, let's just go through these headlines. New York Times, a looming East Coast port strike could shake the economy, threatening to strike starting October 1st. Again, it's just bad policy from the Biden administration. They're crushing the economy. How long will the port strike last? Port officials brake for potential strike by dock workers along the East Coast. A threatened port strike is already having an impact in America. Could shut 36 ports from Texas to Maine. East Coast port strike could jam up holiday shipping season. Labor Department contacts employers amid looming U.S. port strike. Importers rush to beat the strike threat to the East Coast ports. I mean, this could really slow down the economy. Big time. Do we still have emergency food in stock at InfoWarsStore.com? Might be something worth looking into if you don't have any. Let's hope it doesn't get that bad. But I'm telling you, you just got strikes everywhere. The economy is so bad. Workers are getting crushed. Industries are getting crushed. And then these groups, these unions that usually support Democrats, are now protesting the Democrat policies. That's ironic. Yeah, we do have emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. Might be a good time to load up, just saying, with all the other threats we have going on. Like, these stories are everywhere. What are they talking about? And you know, they'll say, oh, InfoWars, Alex Jones, these people, conspiracy theorists. Oh, here's the Washington Post. Beset by threats of violence, Congress prepares for mass casualty event. Mass casualty event. Congress must ensure it can continue to govern in the aftermath of mass violence. Oh, yeah, let's make sure the government that's screwing us all over and destroying our country, let's make sure that they get more power. I mean, what does that tell you? Who's got the motive? Politico. One pistol clip can change the balance of power. Congress is wholly unprepared for a mass casualty event. One pistol clip? You mean if you guys kill Trump? Is that what you're meaning here? You mean if you kill Trump, one pistol clip could change the balance of power like you guys killed Trump? That's what you mean, right? That's what you're talking about? Mass casualty event. What are they talking about? Oh, the war that you're escalating in the Middle East, the war that you're escalating with Russia. They got nuclear submarines 60 miles off the Florida coast. Is that what you're talking about? Power outages, protests, strikes, shutting down the economy. Is that what you guys are talking about, mass casualty event? What are you talking about? Or are you afraid if you kill Donald Trump, there'll be riots? I mean, what are you talking about? No, but see, it's all about destabilization and then government getting more power than ever before. That's what it's all about. They'll cause the destabilization. They'll cause the war. And then they'll assert power. Maybe they'll go full Zelensky in Ukraine and just cancel all elections. Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine is an illegitimate president. He canceled elections. The state of emergency powers, as were the statutes in Ukraine, are expired. So he doesn't even have statute of limitation. So he doesn't even have statute as far as he can suspend elections with emergency powers. That's expired. So he's a dictator. Oh, the American media don't tell you that, though. They love Zelensky. They sign bombs and deliver them to Zelensky. He's an illegitimate president. He canceled elections.
So is that what they're going to do here, folks? Is that what this sycophant U.S. government, deep state, Biden-Harris administration is going to do here? Maybe they want war. Maybe they want to provoke Russia into war. Maybe they want to provoke the Middle East into war so that they can cancel the election and assume permanent power. Maybe that's what they want to do. Is that what they mean? Is that what they're talking about? All right. Oh, yes, but I'm sure the leader of the United Arab Emirates, President Sheikh Mohammed, I'm sure he took his meeting with Kamala Harris very seriously because, you know, how much they respect women in leadership roles. Don't you know all the women leaders in the UAE? Don't you know all the women leaders in Islam and Muslim countries? It was supposed to be Joe Biden. He no-showed. Joe Biden was a no-show, so they sent Kamala out there. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment. And then she says, oh, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Give me a break. You guys have done nothing to stop Israel. I love how they do this. They give Israel the bombs. They give Israel the green light. And then they say, oh, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. They put 400 brown recluses in your bed, and then one of them bites you, and you got to get your leg amputated. You say, oh, we have to deal with this crisis. You caused the crisis. You are the crisis. Here we go to the phone lines. Where should we go? Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, the cuck destroyer.
What's up, Mark?
You are the man. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, you were talking about our favorite non-president earlier today on the Alex Jones show, I believe it was Biden. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, by the way, before we get into that, I already have 1,140 entries on the alexjonesstore.com. I'm going to win that truck. And then I'm going to donate back to you.
Oh,
so we'll talk about that later.
I'm not going to fight you on that. I will coalesce, Mark.
So here's what they're doing. Here's why they're bringing out Biden now, and he's screaming out, "Who's up next? Who's up next?" And
he was mad. I think his teleprompter failed. He was like, "Who's up? Who's up?" And nobody was there to back him up.
Well, you know why he's mad. They took away what little power he had. I mean, Jill's running the cabinet meetings. He just sits on the beat. He wasn't in control before, but what little bit of pretense he had to be the president, they took that away. He's shot.
He's shot. But no, you're right. It's not even, I mean, he's been shot for a while. Now he's just given up. He doesn't even care anymore. They usurped him. So he's basically like, screw you. I'm not even going to try to put on a good face anymore.
Well, you're right.
Remember the other day he said, they're trying to stop me from getting access to children, but I don't care. Come up here, little children.
Girls, come on up. But here's the thing. Owen, they're doing this on purpose because I'm telling, like I told the guy that took my call, they're setting him up so that the October surprise is going to be, they're going to 25th Amendment him. And he knows it's coming, by the way. That's why he's so pissy. And screwing them 10 ways to Sunday. They're going to 25th Amendment him, and then it's going to be the first woman president, Camel Toe Harris, and that's going to happen in a couple weeks. And so from October 15th, whatever, through November, December, and into January, it will be Madam or Madam of the House or Lady Prostitute President Kamala Harris. That's what they're doing.
I would say that's a very real possibility. The only outlier I wonder about, because if Joe Biden sees it's coming, what's he going to do? Because he's got to pardon his son. He's not going to let his son go to prison. So he's going to have to pardon his son in some part of this. But, you know, part of me wonders, the other outlier, too, I see, because I'm just looking at all the potentials here, do they really want President Kamala Harris going into the election? Because she's running against
herself. I mean, she's running against the current administration in her campaign. So if she's president, how does she pull that off?
Okay, Owen, I've got, you know, I watch Harrison, Alex, and then you morning, noon, and night. But I did JP React. There's other people I watch, Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth. The thing is, they've already cut a deal. Kamala Harris has already cut a deal where she's going to step in, and then she is going to issue the pardon for Hunter and the Biden family.
Wow. See,
that's why it's going to take the heat off them.
No, it's bad politics, though. But they probably don't even care at this point. You're right. It's all about dealing for power.
Right. But here's the other thing. They're looking at the international thing, not so much just America. Because you and I both know they don't give a rat's rear end about Americans, right? They don't give a rat's rear end about my son's a sheriff. My brother is a L.A. I shouldn't have said L.A., but he's a police officer. They don't care about the working Americans. They care about the international scene, okay? So Biden will check out. Kamala will come in. She'll be Madam President then, and Madam in the first tense of things. Then she'll issue the pardons to the Biden family. That'll take the heat off Joe that he didn't pardon himself. He didn't pardon his son.
Well, and Kamala, though, and she's so dumb. I mean, she really is dumb. There's rumors out there now, and, you know, there's no way to confirm this stuff. But people that went to college with her or claim to have went to college with her, when they did group IQ test, she scored the lowest every time and, like, was below 80 even. And so, again, I don't know if that's true or not. It wouldn't surprise me. But if that happens, she would be the one getting set up to take the fall. If they do that play, then they will collapse everything under Kamala. But she won't care, because they'll just install her as a permanent puppet president, and she'll just get to swagger around and prance around and cackle around and just feel like she's finally made it. She has the most powerful woman in the history of the world. So that's really all she cares about. Those are good potentials. Mark, we're going to mark down this call for your prediction, and because you assured me that you were going to win the raffle from thealexjonesstore.com. So we're going to mark this. We're going to bookmark this. We may have to come back to this, Mark. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Saks in New York City. Go ahead.
Oh, and you are the tip of the spear. Hell yeah, absolutely, brother. But you know what? I'm a big fan of you guys, a big fan of Alex. I've been watching since mid-90s. I buy other products even whenever I can't afford them. And I think it's very important, and you guys are a big advocate of this, of getting people to sign up for the election to vote. I haven't voted. I've never voted in my life. And I want to call attention to someone, this influencer that you've played his videos before, is Adam Francisco. He's the one with the soy boy that attacked him recently.
Yeah, he's great.
This guy, he is amazing. And you know what? A lot of people use his videos. They go viral. Don't give him any credit. And he's the reason why this is the first time I've registered to vote and I'm voting for Trump. I would just want to ask you, brother, if you would give him some time on your show, if you could interview him.
You know, I think he's been on my show before. I believe I've met him. I always try to give people the credit when I play their videos. We play a lot of other people's content here. I always try to give them credit. I may not have a perfect score there, but I always try to. But yeah, I'd be happy to get him on the show. Absolutely. I just don't know how to get in contact with him.
I could get in touch with him. I could put him in touch with you. What's the best way?
Well, let's just put you on hold then.
Okay.
And you can talk to my call screener, and we'll just try to work it out like that. We won't do that on the air. Yeah, I think the problem I've had, I believe I've either met him or had him on the show before, but I think the problem that I've had is I just, for whatever reason, can't find his socials. Because that's normally how I get in touch with people, obviously. Let's take another call. Let's go to Robert in Virginia. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm trying not to get depressed watching your show. So many things to try to deal with here that really coming at us fast these days. But I wanted to share a quick story with you about a farm that we used to run down in Florida before we relocated here to the mountains to hunker down, basically. But about 4 years ago, I caught four Haitians trying to cross the fence in the front of my farm to bash my goats in the head with a rock. So this problem with the Haitians and the immigrants in general has existed for far longer than it's been evident through the media. That's what, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, it's crazy, but it's true. They were probably bashing that goat in to do some sort of a weird demonic ritual.
Yeah, fortunately, my neighbor caught him, who was he's an ex-military guy, and they didn't get in there to where I needed to have a weird ritual on them. So,
what was the fate of these invaders?
Nothing. I mean, yeah. not a thing happened to them. They walked away, and then the I'll tell you a little bit more of a story. We raised tropical fruit down there, and we had lychee trees. And lychees in Florida only bloom when you get a certain amount of cold weather, and then you get the fruit. We went off to do a market one Sunday afternoon. We came back, and there was not one lychee on the tree or on the ground. It was like, it's probably about $50,000 worth of fruit that was stolen that day. It was unbelievable. And it turned out that probably Hispanics this time, but they'd come and we were gone because they'd staked us out, and they stole every piece of fruit off of 10 trees. It was unbelievable, like a vacuum had taken them. So that's pretty much when I was red-pilled. I was dang tired of it,
yep.
And I really appreciate the viewpoints that you guys bring to me. But I wanted to talk about something else real quick if I could.
Well, I would just respond quickly because I've said this many times, and it was true with me. I think it's true with most people. You can't force somebody to take the red pill, right? Something has to happen in your life. It has to be an organic experience in your life when you have that awakening process. And so that was it for you. And, I mean, really, the further you get down this timeline, obviously, the more people get red pilled. It doesn't go the other way.
You're right. You're right. It doesn't. I mean, once your eyes are open, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, look at Chicago, look at Denver, look at New York, look at Springfield, Ohio. Like, you don't think these people are red-pilled now? We heard that one lady from Alabama. She's like, I didn't realize what the policies were doing to our country until this Haitian illegal immigrant that the Democrats brought in killed a nurse and a teacher.
Yeah. I mean, and then they walked scot-free. You can bet those people aren't going to spend any time in jail.
Oh, it's crazy. No, they never do.
Yeah, that's crazy. So this thing in Springfield and then all the other small towns, which you showed us earlier, it really pisses me off when I see people in a town meeting, town council, the mayor or anything else. These poor people are suffering. They're coming in to ask the people that are in power to do something for them. And all they get is thank you. And you know what? That makes me really mad. So here's what I think these folks ought to do. They ought to find somebody who knows how to write in Creole. And they ought to get the addresses for all these guys up there on the town council who are living in their gated communities, and this isn't affecting. They ought to give them out their phone numbers and their address to each and every one of those people who are ineffective and not doing anything. And then they have to, probably the hardest thing is they're going to have to find a Haitian that can read that Creole. And once they find that person, they can spread that information around, and those folks can experience the same thing that they've asked the people in their town to do that they're supposed to be protecting.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. Now, tell me, somebody explain to me what happens here to Fetterman. Asked about some policy issues with the election, and just what is this, a brain malfunction? Is this just a, I don't want to answer your question? What happens to John Fetterman on this live television interview in clip four?
Questions for Senator Lindsey Graham, there's no doubt about that. But to the point, what do you now like about fracking? You say you're not going to ban it. You support it now.
They're eating dogs. They're eating cats. okay. Yes, any more on fracking? I think...
Well, I want to ask you about the Middle East, actually. Let's move on because I do want to get this in. This
and,
week, as you know.
Kirsten Welker just moves on. What is that? So all the Democrats are changing their stance on fracking because they know they need to win Pennsylvania to win this election. So now they all love fracking. It's all a lie. Maybe they'll cancel it. Maybe they won't. Who knows? All they do is lie. So, Mr. Fetterman, you changed your stance on fracking. Why? They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Yeah, that's it on fracking. Anything else? And Kirsten Welker, the Democrat hack, just moves on. Doesn't even follow up. I mean, what a joke. Can you imagine if we had a serious country with serious people and serious media and serious leaders and serious politicians? I mean, folks, we'd be expanding and prosperous and in the stars. It'd be unreal.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc. The line is...
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
legendary Brett Favre was testifying in front of Congress today about football concussions, because that's such a pressing issue for the American people. But nonetheless, he was, and he made a rather sad announcement that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Here's that, clip six.
Facility at Southern Miss, the one that's gotten all the publicity. I wanted to help my alma mater and benefit the community. Southern Miss introduced me to the nonprofit to see if they could help with the funding. I had no way of knowing that there was anything wrong with how the state funded the project, especially since it was publicly approved by many state agencies and multiple attorneys, including the Attorney General. Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart. Recently, the doctor running the company pleaded guilty to taking TANF money for his own use. I believe that I got swept up in a civil lawsuit at the instigation of State Auditor Shad White.
I bet if Brett Favre was a good liberal Democrat endorsing Democrats and their policies, he probably wouldn't have ended up in that conspiracy. But Brett Favre, literally a guy who left it all out on the field and has now been diagnosed with Parkinson's. It's a sad state of affairs. But he's a great American, and he's a conservative, so they come after him with everything they got. All right. Let's just stick to the phone calls the rest of the way. We'll save some of these other things for tomorrow. Let's see here. How about Zavuya in California? That's fun to say. Zavuya, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I'd just like to thank you very much for a phenomenal show today. It is off the charts, and I had to call in. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller since 1995, or maybe it was 96, actually, when I came back from my trip. Yes, sir. And so what we have to do next time you talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene, we have to tell her that we have to put a law in that abolishes Obama's executive order that he made in 2008 that made propaganda legal, okay, which goes against a 1948 law that made an end to
propaganda.
Was that
the Smith-Mundt Act?
You know what? I'm not sure. I didn't go any further into it, but it was kind of right after World War one of them, you know, and then they knew that propaganda was the way that they swayed the people. So we have to stop that. That's one of their
barriers. It's like the Mockingbird. It's like the CIA Mockingbird press.
Yes, yes, sir. And it all relates, right? We know that. So also, just like Obama paved the way for his agenda, Newsom in California, I'm in San Diego, and I'm going to look for our friend Matt. Anyways, it comes on there. I think his name's Matt. Newsom is laying down the law for us now. He just signed something into law, like he can't even make laws, but he thinks he can. And he put into operation that if we make memes or make little funnies about the government or, you know, kind of joke around, we can go to prison. They're coming to our doors just like they are in the UK.
Yep.
It's that. And so I'm thinking, okay, what are you planning for the West Coast then? Because it's always the West Coast. They always do the drills together. It's always Washington, Oregon, and California. And they do the apocalyptic kind of drills with the amphibian little boats off the coast, because China has those little tanks that are amphibian tanks, which we don't really have. We don't have those. So they're getting prepared for something more by saying that we can't make memes and stuff like that. And during COVID,
I mean, it's the equivalent of saying you can't do parody, you can't do comedy. It's what it is. But see, so memes are an effective tool. It's like art. It's kind of like modern day art. You know, there's very few artists that you know will paint powerful art. You've got Scott Lobato in New York, who did an incredible presentation at a Trump rally in New York last week, and he painted a painting in like 90 seconds, and it was just amazing. But the point is, you don't really have artists that do stuff like that that has a powerful message behind it. So, like, memes are like the new art or like the new comic, like, cross section where you can have a powerful message in like this digital art form. And it always works against Democrats. If Democrats could effectively meme, then they would embrace it, but they can't because they don't have truth on their side. They don't have humor on their side because you need some aspect of truth in good humor. So they're just banning them. So they're making it illegal to make memes because it's destroying them in the culture war.
Yes, and it attaches itself to the consciousness. Like, we all know this is a consciousness war, and that's how the best way they can do it. And also, Newsom stopped us from singing in church when COVID came. I think he's the only governor that did that. So that tells you that singing really matters, and so does prayer. Jesus said, never cease praying, okay? If everyone did it together, I think the magnetic field of the earth changes or something that, to that degree. I really do think he was in the science. He knew about the ether. He knew about how to graduate from this earth that we live on. And we have to use all the tools that make up matter in this universe to make it happen. Therefore, prayer works, and collectively prayer works. So I really thank you very much for allowing me to call in. So thankful for you guys.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate that. And we are essentially beings of frequencies and vibrations. I mean, God's creation here, the mysteries, the divineness of our existence and our creation. I mean, it's total proof of God. It's total proof of creation. And they just want to tell you that, you know, it's some sort of a happenstance of an explosion in space. Bull crap. Absolute bull crap. And they've known for years about it's ancient history. Frequencies, singing, resonating. I mean, it's all very real. And that's why we enjoy, at least a lot of people enjoy, maybe going to a concert, going to a ball game, being around other people that are vibrating on the same level, reaching for the same goal. Even if it's as trivial as winning a game, there's something there. It's ancient. It's divine. It's in our spirit. It's in our soul. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. Hey, I've got something to add to your clown horn. So why don't we have exploding cigars anymore and stink bombs? That would be good, and we need those.
What?
Exploding cigars and stink bombs. We used to have those in the novelty stores.
All right.
Across America. Yeah, I mean, that was fun. That was good stuff.
So, like, you mean, like, I need to, like, dress up as a politician and, like, light up a cigar that blows up in my face or something? Like, do a whole clown act?
No, Owen, I'm not talking about you. I like you. I'm saying that we should be able to give those to other people and throw those over into the liberal lawn. You know, I throw a stink bomb over there, over the fence and stuff. So,
a stink bomb.
Really? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, stink bomb. That's great. That's awesome. That is totally awesome. That's what America stood for forever. Hey,
you know, it would actually, if you did a stink bomb on the Krasenstein brothers, it would be worse for them because they're so low to the ground.
Stink bomb sinks to the ground. So it's
Josh Shapiro, you know, Zelensky. Anyway, all right. We're talking about stink bombs now.
Yeah. Hey, apparently, in the first year of Joe Biden's presidency, he had two executive orders that enshrined DEI policies into the government. That is hugely problematic. No one covered that. The media didn't cover that. I'm sad to say I don't think you guys covered it either. That's problematic because they say in 2060, we're going to be a majority-minority white country. So when you have the academia and you have the corporations and you have a government all enshrining DEI into the fabric of what they are, they're basically going to say white people are the worst scum of the earth, and we are going to place them down. And for an example, you had the lady that was on Harrison's show this morning, and her son what they had gone through with this DEI crap inside of the Gettysburg school system, college.
Well, look, everything these Democrats put out there, these buzzwords, it needs to be translated. DEI just means anti-white. That's what it is. It's anti-white, maybe anti-heterosexual, maybe even anti-conservative, maybe anti-Christian, but it's mostly just anti-white. That's what it is. It's anti-white bigotry. It's systemic racism against white people. And look, I don't even care. I don't even die on this hill. I don't sit up here and play a victim and make this whole thing about systematic anti-white bigotry, built in against white people. It's not my hill. I don't fight on it. I don't really care. I'm an American. Whatever, try to stop me, I plow through. But that's the fact. That's the fact. And so they do this opposite thing and they say, oh, all these different groups are the victims and oh, this systemic racism. No. The systemic racism is DEI, which is anti-white bigotry. 100%. That is a fact. I'm not crying victim. That's just the truth. Marcus, thank you for the call. Let's go to Oscar in Oklahoma. Oscar, you're on. Go ahead.
Dude, ain't it funny, dude, that nobody's making any assassination attempts on cackling, sucker Kamala Harris?
Well, yeah. I mean, careful. They'll false flag one.
They have to do something.
Elon Musk said that, and then they said, oh, he's calling for violence against Harris. No, you guys literally call for violence against Trump. And Musk just points out that, hey, the deep state's trying to kill Trump, but, Harris is the deep state. And then they say, oh, he's calling for violence.
Yeah, it was hilarious he put that up. It just sucks that he took it down. But I think it's funny that the parties that is for the gun control and taking our weapons for us are all for the assassination attempt of a president that's coming back that they know they can't beat.
Yeah, great point. No calls for gun control after the Democrat assassin tries to kill Donald Trump with an illegal gun. Notice the silence.
Hypocrisy is disgusting. And the mere fact that they continue to try to assassinate him and their disconnect with the American people who have any amount of common sense to see that they are afraid of him getting back into power because they're afraid of losing their power speaks volumes. There's people coming out of the woodwork that are my friends that hated me because I'm Hispanic, and they said I was a traitor to my race. I'm half white. I'm half brown. I'm not white enough for the whiteies. I'm not brown enough for the brownies. But the Hispanics are coming out of the woodworks in droves. Everybody's coming and telling me, dude, you were right all along, dude. We should have been looking at Trump to begin with. Harris and Biden hasn't done anything for us but made our lives worse.
Well, that's just a neutrally observable fact, right? And that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm talking about people that I hang out with, friends of mine, whatever, people at the gym, people at the barbershop, waiters I know, I go restaurants I frequent, whatever. They're not political people. But they make the same observations as everybody else. And it's not even a political observation. It's just my life was better under 4 years of Trump. And you can sling all these insults at Trump and you can demonize Trump and all this stuff. My life was better under Trump. That's a neutrally observable fact. They cannot take it away. They cannot hide it from the American people. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to stop him from even being electable by putting him in the dirt. And then they sit here, I'm just so sick. Look, we got all kinds of problems in this country. We got all kinds of problems. We got all kinds of problems, international level, geopolitical level, domestic level, local level, national level. Institution level. You name it. We got problems from A to Z and back and forth 100 times. I'm just saying the number one thing we can do that will start dissolving these problems, get serious policymakers in place, serious leaders in place, and just open us up to start solving these problems and save the country is the Democrat Party, as we know it, has to go away. It has to be politically expired. It has to be politically
exhausted and done. That's it. They can't be anywhere near power. It's over for them. It has to be as a country. They cannot exist anymore. It is a criminal organization. It is a violent organization. It is a propaganda organization. It is a communist organization. It is an invasion organization. It is a pedophile organization. So, I mean, like, we eradicate the Democrat Party politically, all of a sudden we can start to fix things. That's not an endorsement of the Republican Party. That's just, let's look at how we can solve problems, and let's, like, deal with the first thing that's in front of us. The Democrat Party has to expire politically. It has to. It is the number one thing that we face at all levels. And then you can start to deal with these more complex issues.
Definitely 100%. And Mike Johnson's got to go. We got to get him out of there.
Well, he might as well be a Democrat.
He is a Democrat, plain and simple. He goes along to get along. He holds hand with them, and he'll talk all this stuff. Where's the 10 or 12 that got the other guy out of there? Why aren't we as fired up as getting Johnson out of there as we were getting the last dummy out of there?
Well, it's a good question. I think that maybe some people feel that they have egg on their face because Johnson ended up being worse than McCarthy. I also think that some of these Republicans feel like, well, we don't want to do more damage to ourselves when we have control of the House. But I don't understand what difference it makes. Johnson has done nothing. There is no policy. There is no result out of the House that you would sit here and say it's worth defending Johnson. I mean, the only thing I could think of, I mean, unless there's a concern that Republicans would vote for a Democrat Speaker of the House, I mean, maybe, then you would lose control of these oversight committees and investigating committees. Other than that, I just don't see the point. And maybe them just feeling, let's just not go through the process again. Let's just not get egg on our face again. Because, I mean, Johnson has been worse than McCarthy. But, yeah, look, it's pretty simple, really. I would say that should we have a good election result, Republicans get the Senate, Republicans get the House. The Speaker of the House needs to be Byron Donalds. I would say that needs to be the Speaker of the House. And I would say the Senate leader should probably be Josh Hawley. I don't agree with Hawley on everything, but he should probably be the Senate leader. I don't think Rand Paul wants it. It probably should be Rand Paul's time, but he doesn't really feel like – I don't see Rand Paul taking the reins of leadership. I'd love Massey, but Massey will never get the votes because AIPAC controls the House, so he'll never get the votes anyway. So, I mean, that's what we need moving forward. If we get Trump, the Senate, and the House, now you can get results. Now you can actually get results.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, Owen. I appreciate you standing your ground for everything you've been persecuted for, man. Stand your ground, brother. We're here for you. We're praying for you, man. We got you back.
Thank you, Oscar. And you're wide enough for me.
Right on, brother. Right on, man. Have a good one, brother.
Thank you. All right. Is that breaking news, guys? We got Trump has just been sued by a Soros Haitian group. Is that what we have here? Breaking? Yeah. Criminal charges filed against Trump and Vance by Soros-backed Haitian nonprofit claiming harassment over Springfield remarks. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. We want the judge to issue arrest warrants for Trump and Vance immediately. There is probable cause, says lawyer representing the Haitian Bridge Alliance. Soros-backed group engaging in election interference by using lawfare tactics to jail Kamala Harris's political opponents with just 44 days until the presidential election. I believe it's 42 now. Maybe we might need to editorialize that. Just never stops, does it? This Soros influence. Now he's going to get 200 plus radio stations under an umbrella. It's trying to jail Donald Trump. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. And, you know, I've said this. I might as well address it now since I'm on air. The news is already out. They have finalized the proceedings in the hearings to shut down InfoWars. And that news is out there. I already made the decision. I'm not going to comment on it. I'm not going to break it down. Alex Jones will be in studio tomorrow. Probably a must listen to Alex Jones show. I'm going to let him speak. I'm going to let him tell the story. I'm going to let him speak for the company. But it's all over the news. And the
hearing today closed the door on InfoWars. So I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a chance we could be here through the election, but obviously they don't want that. So, again, that's all I'm going to say. This is Alex Jones' story to tell. You can read all the mainstream media, I'm sure, up and down. I would just tune in to the Alex Jones show tomorrow, and he'll address this. Maybe he will on his social media account that they're trying to take and claim for themselves as well now. Maybe he'll address this before then. But I would just say that's all I'm going to comment on it now. Tune in to Alex Jones tomorrow, and he can tell the story. But the reason why I bring this up, because it's the same thing. They just sue you, and they just say, nope, we own you now. They just sue you, and they get you in corrupt courtrooms or corrupt districts, and they just say, nope, we arrest you now. It's what they do to everybody. So that's the new tactic. They do it to Trump. They do it to Giuliani. They do it to Lindell. They do it to us. So see what I'm saying? That's the left. That's the left. And it's not even that you start on the political right. I didn't really start on the political right. I just started as a small government anti-corruption, anti-propaganda guy, and just started doing political media, leaving the sports media. That's where I started. The left has just gone off the map insane and shoved me to the right. Just like they've done with RFK Jr., Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, you name it. Let's take one more call from Dave in Arizona. Last caller, go ahead.
Appreciate the opportunity, Owen. You know this all too well. It's the process is the penalty, right? You got to fight your way just through every court hearing. Just dovetailing on what you just said about InfoWars. Sorry to see that. I'm a latecomer to the party. I just joined you guys in May. But what I think is going to happen, if President Trump is allowed to get enough votes and they control the mechanisms of counting at Tammany Hall, vote counters count, not votes nor voters. The summer of 2024, I labeled it this way 2 years ago, is going to be the summer of rage. It will be 2020 to the 17th power. And my pinned tweet back on Twitterverse when I was back there was, it's Operation Chaos. It's a culture war, which has morphed into an inverse revolutionary war if we allow this stuff to continue. The establishment class craves delegitimization of all of our institutions. They divided families. They're erasing culture. They're limiting speech. That's why they want to take you down. And that curtails thoughts. It's 1984. We all know the Orwell marching orders revised by rules for radicals by Saul Alinsky. I'm just not sure why our side, the gelded old pathetic GOP, doesn't wake up and push back. Do it for us. Do it for we the people. Do it for our kids, our grandkids, people that we'll never meet. Appreciate all you do, sir.
Well, unfortunately, the Republican Party is mostly cowardice, probably corrupt even to some point. But it's all, I mean, again, why do I say get rid of the Democrats? Well, they're the source of most of the problems, but they're the ones pushing for bigger government. The Republicans just go along for the ride, you know? So it's really simple. Vivek Ramaswamy, honestly, politically, policy-wise, is the closest to where we need to be, right there with Thomas Massey. I mean, give me Ramaswamy Massey 2028, you know what I mean? All right, that does it for this edition of the InfoWars War Room. We should be back tomorrow, folks. I'd tune in. Going to be a big day tomorrow.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.